"She has not," sobbed Stewart bitterly. "That's just a lot of nonsense."
"How do you know?" asked George.
"Because I asked her one time," cried Stewart. "She told me she was a single bird." Everybody questioned Snowbell closely, but the cat insisted he knew nothing about Margalo's disappearance. "I don't see why you have to make a pariah out of me just because that disagreeable little chippy flew the coop," said Snowbell irritably. Stewart was heartbroken. He had no appetite, refused food, and lost weight. Finally, he decided that he would run away from home without telling anybody and go out into the world and look for Margalo. "While I'm about it, I might as well seek my fortune too," he thought. Before daybreak next morning, he got out his biggest handkerchief, and in it he placed his toothbrush, his money, his soap, his comb and brush, a clean suit of underwear, and his pocket compass. "I ought to take along something to remember my mother by," he thought.